Yesterday we discussed two different reasons as to why the bracha of Elokai Neshama doesn't begin with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam like most brachos. And one reason is that the Tosfos said it's simply an expression of thanksgiving. It's not a bracha before you eat food, before you perform a mitzvah. It's a lower form of bracha. It's just a thank you to Hashem, and therefore it doesn't begin with Baruch Atah Hashem. The Ramah seems to say that we recite Elokai Neshama immediately after Asher Yatzar because they're connected. Asher Yatzar is thanking Hashem for creating a physical body which miraculously, mafli lasos, which miraculously has the ability to hold our neshama, to hold our soul. So once we recite that bracha, the next bracha is Elokai Neshama. We're thanking Hashem for giving, for returning our soul to us each and every morning. So since the second bracha of Elokai Neshama is a bracha smucha lechaverta, it's connected. It's the second in a series of brachos. Asher Yatzar is the first, Elokai Neshama is the second. And the rule is, a bracha smucha lechaverta, the second bracha in a series of brachos, does not start with Baruch Atah Hashem. Similar to this approach, the Ravid has a more bold approach regarding why Elokai Neshama does not begin with Baruch Atah Hashem. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Samach Amud Beis, tells us that when we go to sleep, we say the bracha of Hamapil. And then, Kimitar, when we wake up, says the Gemara, Omer Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi, etc., etc. We recite the bracha of Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi. So says the Ravid that the bracha of Elokai Neshama is a bracha samucha lechaverta. It's connected to a prior bracha. Therefore, since it's the second in a series of brachos, it doesn't start with the Baruch Atah Hashem. But it's not that it's connected to Asher Yatzar. It's connected to the bracha of Hamapil that we recite before we go to sleep. So even though many hours separate these two brachos, they're still connected. Hamapil, we go to sleep, and our soul, as it were, returns to God. And the first thing we should do when we wake up is recite the bracha of Elokai Neshama, thanking Hashem for returning our neshama, for returning our soul to us. It's entrusted to Hashem at night, and it's returned to us in the morning. This is why, by the way, when we wake up, we say Modeani. Because Modeani is a thank you to Hashem for returning our neshama. We cannot recite Elokai Neshama immediately upon waking up because we haven't washed our hands, so we can't say Shem Hashem. We cannot say the name of Hashem. But conceptually, Elokai Neshama is a continuation of Hamapil. And in a sense, that's what we're doing. We're thanking Hashem for returning our souls to each and every morning. And therefore, the soul which HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed into us, as it were, ultimately belongs to Hashem, and we thank Him for giving us the gift of waking up to a new day, a new opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu.